אוקיי. בן איש חי, פרשת ויצא. Continuing with the הלכות of בית הכיסא. הלכה ה' לא יגלה עצמו עד שישב. One should have a midat tzniut when they go to the bathroom. And therefore, they should not reveal themselves, meaning uncover themselves when they go to the bathroom, until they're ready to sit. Use the bathroom. והנכון שלא לגלות אלא מלפניו תפחיים ולאחוריו תפח. And it's proper only to reveal yourself from the front, תפחיים, two תפחs, and the back, one תפח. אך, nevertheless, אם המקום מתונף, ויש חשש שיתנפו בגדיו, if the place is not clean, and we are weary, that his clothes might get dirty, if he just reveals himself, uncovers himself, a tefachim in the front, and a tefach in the back, אין צריך להיזהר בזה. You do not have to be cautious, you don't have to be meticulous in regards to this, אלא, יגלה כפי הצורך לפי המקום, but rather, a person is permitted to uncover themselves, whatever is necessary, meaning if a person is scared that he might not be clean, or that he might get himself dirty, then they're allowed to uncover themselves, whatever is necessary. וכל מה שאפשר למעט בגילוי ימעט. Nevertheless, as much as you can refrain from being מגלה, from revealing, as צנוע as you can be, a person can be in the bathroom, is praiseworthy. וכמו שכתב הרב חסד לאלפים זן. And as הרב חסד לאלפים has brought down. Interestingly enough, even though the door in the bathroom might be closed, there is still a midah of tzniut. There's still a concept of tzniut. Person has to act in a respectable fashion. Similarly, we'll see the halakha that a person shouldn't walk around undressed in their house, even if there's no one there, because it's not tzanua. It's not derech of tzniut. The Torah trains us always to have these midot, to have these personality and characteristic traits. For it's not tzanua. So even in the bathroom, one might say, it's closed door. What's the problem? Where's the tzniut there? No. Between you and yourself, you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וכן נמי כל דעיקה חשש תינוף, any time that there is a חשש, we are weary that one might become unclean from using the bathroom, יש להקל, one could be lenient, בבית הכיסא שיש בו מחיצות ודלת סגור. You could be lenient, especially in the bathrooms of today, that the door is closed and there's walls around it. It's not like in the days of Chazal, that they didn't necessarily have that, they were more on an open field. ולכן בזמן הזה, דל הרוב, כל בתי הכיסאות יש בהם מחיצות. Majority of the bathrooms have stalls and are closed, ודלת סגור. אין מקפידים בעניין הגילוי כל כך. We find that people are not as stringent when it comes to revealing oneself. They are more lenient when it comes to this. הלחבב, לא ילכו שניים ביחד לבית הכיסא. Two people at once should not go to the bathroom together. ולא מבי שני אנשים, not only two men, אלא אפילו שתי נשים לא ייכנסו ביחד. And even two women should not go into the bathroom together. אלא ייכנס אחד לבדו, one should go in, ויסגור הדלת בעדו, and he should close the door and be there by himself. וכתב בחסד לאלפים ז"ל, שיש להזהיר בזה גם על הקטנים, little children as well, also should be cautious of this. אם משום שירגילו במילי דצניותה, whether it's because they should be צנוע, ואם משום שלא ירגילו במילי דפריצותה, either in terms of their own tzniut, and also not to train them to lose this sensitivity for פריצות or for things that are not proper. ואפילו בקטנים שאין יודעים עושות רע, even little children that do not necessarily know the difference, and they are still young, they don't have a sense of what's right and what's wrong, it's still proper to train them in their tzniut. דאמרו בגמרא דאיתתא לא תיקום להשתין בפני תינוק יונק. The Gemara says in Bechorot that a woman should not use the bathroom in front of a child, even though he's a baby that's still feeding. וכל שכן בגדולים קצת, and how much more so older children. הלכה ברורה, חם דוד יוסף brings in סימן גימל, סעיף גימל, based on the ספר ארצות החיים, and based on the משנה ברורה, that בשעת הצורך, when a person needs to go into the bathroom with a child, to guide him, or to clean the child, one is permitted to go in. One is permitted to go into the bathroom in a situation where there's a child and they need to be there with the child. Halacha Zayin. Shenifne basadeh makom megule, when one uses the bathroom in a field, in an open place, yitrachek ad shelo yuchal chavero lirot piru'o. One should distance himself to an extent where his friend can no longer see what he has uncovered. Ma shemegale mipsaro milfanav mu'acharav, what one has uncovered from beforehand and in back of him. Ve'en tzirich litrachek harbe ad kedei shelo yered gufo klad. You do not have to distance yourself so much until the point where he doesn't see your body. That's not the case. Elu rak shelo yere piru'o, but only to the point where he doesn't see what you have uncovered. Aval achorei hagader, but if one is using the bathroom in back of a fence or a wall, nifne afilu shu karov, one can use the bathroom even if he's right next to his friend. Sheshomea chavro kol itu shelmata, even if a person hears the person you go into the bathroom. Dishmiat kol itu shelmata em bezei isul mishum tiniut, because hearing the act of going to the bathroom is not obviously not the same as one who sees one go to the bathroom. That's the problem. It's only something that's dependent on the person individually, if he's embarrassed or not. So if he's not embarrassed, then he's not embarrassed. Umisheno makpid, eno makpid. One who's not embarrassed is not embarrassed. V'chen bimei chachmei ha-Talmud. Also we find in the times of the Gemara. Lo ayu makpidim al zeh. Kmo shekatav agon Rabbeinu Zalman b'Shulchan Aruch. As the Baal HaTanya, Rabbeinu Zalman b'Shulchan Aruch was the Baal HaTanya, which the Ben Ish Chai, as we'll see throughout the whole Ben Ish Chai, had a very strong tefisayin. He had a very strong grasp on many, many Sfarim. One of them is the Shulchan Aruch Baal HaTanya. Halacha Chet. V'chol zeh hatzniut lo ne'emar ela ba'osei tzrachav b'gdolim. When is this that we're speaking about this tzniut, is when a person has gdolim. Meaning what? This is referring to a case of when one has a bowel movement. Aval la'atil ma'im hitiru afilu b'fnei rabim uvayom. But if one is urinating, then one is permitted, does not have to necessarily conceal himself. Mishum chasha sakana shelo ya'akar. Because urinating, it's dangerous, and it could cause chas v'shalom a person to be an akar, could affect him having children or not. Therefore, when it comes to that, when more lenient, a person does not necessarily have to conceal themselves. Therefore, a person is not permitted to necessarily abstain from using the urinating. Nevertheless, a person should try and move to the sides when possible. Even a woman before a child is the same thing. Now, Chacham Avadia brings down based on the Prima Gadim and Mishpesot Zahav that it's a Sif Gimel Od Yud Gimel that Mashhene Kavav, according to the opinions, he's of the opinion, the Prima Gadim is of the opinion that Mashhene Kavav, one who abstains from going to the bathroom, is over Nisul de Rabbanan. And therefore, in the place of Kvod HaBriot, according to those opinions, we can rely on them, that in the place of Kvod HaBriot, a person should wait to find a concealed place if they have to urinate. V'chen katav the Mishnah Berurah as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sof Siv Gimel, Sof Siman Gimel also writes this, that a person should, in regards to this, find a concealed place. Especially, brings Chacham Avadia, if one is Tamid Chacham or whatnot, that it could cause a Chilul Hashem, how much more so they have a responsibility to act in a tenuah fashion in this instance. Chatet. במקום שאין מוקף מחיצות אסור לפנות גדולים בין מזרח למערב. In a place where there's no wall, one is not permitted to use the bathroom while he's facing מזרח למערב. He's facing east to west. אלא יפנה בין צפון לדרום. But rather a person should face north to south. Why is this so? Because the שכינה rests במערב. The Shekhinah rests in the west. So if a person is facing the west, then it's not respectable. And even if a person turns around and his back is now facing the east and his front is facing the west, it's still not respectable for the front to be facing the west. So when a person is in a public place, they should try and find which way is north and south. ומקום שיש מחיצות שערי, אפילו שהוא חצר גדול. And in a place where there's walls, then a person is permitted, because walls is considered more tenua. Afilu en sham ela mechitza achat b'marav. Even if there's one wall that's only facing westward, and a person is facing westward, nevertheless, he is permitted to use the bathroom while he's facing the west. Yoshev b'tzad mechitza, a person would sit next to the wall, b'samuch la v'nifne v'achorav l'marav klapei mechitza. A person's back would be facing the west, and then they are permitted. V'imi b'mizrach, and if the wall is on the east, Yoshev b'tzida v'achorav l'mizrach, and a person would use the bathroom, and the back is facing the east. V'shiur ha'mechitza b'zeh en tzich shetiyeh gova asara. The mechitza does not have to be 10 tefachim, like we find in other instances where it has to be 10 tefachim. Ela kol she'en piru ha'megule shari. Any time the wall conceals one's body of where he's revealing, it's permitted. V'lachen, im miktana yipaneh samuch la'mamash. If it's very small, one should go close to the wall. Beofen shetagen shelo yitgare piruo. And so that it creates a situation where he's tenua. V'yesh omrim, la'afilu b'makom mechitzot, tzrich ledagdek b'zeh, shelo lipanot b'mizrach le'ma'arav. And there are those who have the opinion that even in a place where there's a wall, one should abstain from using the bathroom facing east to west, ela ben tzafon l'barom, only facing northeast, v'nachon l'chush l'divrehem, says the Ben Ish Chai. It's proper to be weary to their opinions. Upo irenu Baghdad, aminag pashut, shelo livnot bekiseh bebet uvachatzer, shesh mechitzot, el rak bofen sheipnu bo ben tzafon ledarom. And the Ben Ish Chai says, therefore, in Baghdad, when they used to build bathrooms, they made it that the stall was not facing west to east to west, vice versa, but rather north to south. That's what the Ben Ish Chai brings down. Nevertheless, one who does have a house that's in that way is definitely permitted to use it and does have who to rely on. Again, the whole reason is because, like we said, the Shekhinah, the heavenly presence, is Shura b'Ma'arav. Al-Chayud. Lo yidaber shum dibu b'bet ha-kiseh. One should not speak while using the bathroom. Afilu divrei chol, even secular speech. Afilu teva achat, even one word. Why is this so, says the Ben Ish Chai? Ki itachzu achitzonim ba'otiyot hadibur shelo shemedaber sham. Because, as the Ben Ish Chai explained to us in the introduction, that the chitzonim, the forces of the Yetzara, will grasp onto the words that you say, that a person says in the bathroom, and that's actually where they partially receive their sustenance from. Because that's, so to speak, like we said, their house. So, that's lunch for them. Ach mutal lincho, one is allowed to snore. The enu motziyot ha'mipiv, because he's not speaking. If a person is in a situation where there's going to be a monetary loss, if a person is in a situation where there's going to be a monetary loss, they are permitted to speak to save themselves of that monetary loss. But other than that, one should try not to speak. Obviously, if there's some other pressing situation, someone's not feeling well or the like, they're allowed to speak, but it's better not to, as the Ben Ish Chai brings down here. In regards to what we said in Al-Khatet about facing Mizrach Lemarav, that's only in regards to bowel movement, but urinating, there is no Kepidah in regards to this. Halcha Yud Aleph. Yizeher Lekaneh Chetev, one should be very cautious to clean themselves properly after using the bathroom. Detzo'ah b'piyat tabat, because if one has had a bowel movement and did not clean themselves properly, ma'akeva tefillah, that refrains the prayer from being accepted, because the person in that situation is not clean, so his tefillah doesn't count. So a person has to make sure to clean themselves properly after using the bathroom. V'ikar ha'chitza b'mayim, and the best way for a person to wash themselves, to clean themselves, is with water. Kmo shekatuv, u'metzo'ato lo ruchatz, and he was not cleansed from his tzo'ah, from his bowel movement. U'minhag arei edom, and the minhag of arei edom, he means the west. Lekanech b'niyar, to use paper. U'matlit en naki b'zeh, it's not enough, just the paper, but necessary. Water is the best, some type of liquid agent. Wipes, what we have today, we're blessed with wipes. That's probably the best thing for a person to do. A person is not an angel, does not have to perform surgery on themselves, just has to realize that a person has to do to the best of their capability that this halakha should be fulfilled. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Vav Siv Hei, that if one did recite Kriyat Shema in such a situation where they weren't clean, this Kriyat Shema does not count. So therefore we should be cautious to this. הלכה י"ב. אם הטיל מים או עשה צרכיו, one who went to the bathroom, ושכח ולא בירך, and they forgot and did not make a bracha, they were supposed to do נטילת ידיים, wash their hands, and say אשר יצא, right? Now, agav, just a side point, a person washes their hands and for אשר יצא, does not say the bracha על נטילת ידיים. The only time they would say it is in the morning. ברם, אם עבר יותר מחצי שעה, nevertheless, if half an hour has transpired, לא יברך אשר יצא בשם מלכות. If a person went to the bathroom, says the Ben Ish Chai, and then half an hour passed, and they did not say אשר יצא, the Ben Ish Chai is posek, that a person does not proceed to say after that אשר יצא. אבל תוך חצי שעה יברך, nevertheless, within half an hour, you should make a ברכה. ואם נסתפק אם בירך עוליו, let's say a person has a doubt, לא יברך בשם מלכות. One does not proceed to say the bracha. Why is it so? Because we say that the bracha is, we say, safek brachot la'akel. When you have a doubt in regards to brachot, we're lenient and do not say. The only time one would proceed to say a bracha, if they are not sure when they said it or not, is birkat hamazon. In a case where a person doesn't know if he said birkat hamazon and he was chayav min ha-Torah, then a person does proceed to say birkat hamazon. But in this situation, you don't know if you said borei nefashot. You don't know if you said shehakol. You don't know if you said all these brachot, and you have a doubt, you don't go back and say it again. Medin safek brachot la'akel. So here too, a person doesn't know. Nistapek im birech olav, lo yivarech b'shem u'malchut. V'yarer shem malchut b'lebo. V'im yitil mayim u'asa tzrachav, shte pa'amim b'zoh achar zoh. If a person went to the bathroom twice, once after the other, lo yivarech ela rak pa'am echad. They should only make one bracha. Now the source of the Ben Ish Chai is chesed la'alafim, siman vav. The source of this halakha, that after half an hour has transpired, is a chesed lafim siman vav. And in fact, the chida in Birkei Yosef siman vav agrees that less than an hour also a person, if less than an hour transpired, a person does not say, Asher yatsa. Chama vadya in Yabia Omer chelek alef, based on the works of the Ben Ish Chai and based on the Birkei Yosef, also agreed with the din of chatzi sha'a being the time span. Midin safek b'chot la'ken. Nevertheless, later on was nigla, one of the rishonim, the ritva. The works of the ritva was discovered. And the ritva wrote as follows. He's talking about how long you could wait for netilat yadayim and how much you should push yourself to get the water before the water of netilat yadayim for asher yatzah. This is his lashon. ועד פרסה התריכו שמתין ליטול ידיו במים. And until a stage of parsha, which we'll talk in what, how much that is, a person should wait and abstain or make an effort to gain water. ואם לא יתנקה בכל מה שאפשר לו. And if you can't find water after that point, then you clean yourself with whatever you find. ואף על פי שמאחר אשר יצר, even though says the ריטבה, this is one of the ראשונים, that even though this causes you to push off, doesn't say nullify, מאחר, you push off אשר יצר more than a parsa, אין בכך כלום. There's no problem with this. Why? כי אין ברכת המצווה, it's not a ברכת המצווה, ולא ברכת הנהנים, and it's not a blessing that you say before having a pleasure, אלא ברכת השבח. There's different types of ברכות. ברכת הנהנים is a ברכה that you say before you're going to eat something or enjoy from something. ברכת המצווה is a ברכה that you say before you perform a מצווה. Tefillin and the like. But Birkat HaShevach is a praise. So the Ritva is saying, since it's a praise, what's the difference if half an hour or an hour transpired? You still have to praise the Almighty for giving you the opportunity to go to the bathroom. That's correct. So you see straight from the Ritva that after a parsa, one could still say, Asher Yatsa. Now, how much is a parsa? It's Mevuar in Shulchan Aruch that a parsa is made up of 4 mil. Each meal is 18 minutes. So that means that a person has up to 72 minutes to say Asher Yatzah. That's the longest source that there appears in regards to saying Asher Yatzah. And in fact, Chacham Avadia himself was Chozer Bo later on in a different chelek in Yabia Omer and agrees with this halakha that a person should and can say Asher Yatzah after, even after 72 minutes has transpired. This is all based again on the works of the Ritva. Halacha Yud Gimel. Mi she'achal davar she'yesh lo bracha achrona. One that ate a food that requires him to say a bracha achrona. V'kodem she'birech hetil mayim. Before he was able to say the bracha achrona, let's say bore nefashot. He had an apple, and now he has to say bore nefashot. Now before he was able to say bore nefashot, or before he said bore nefashot, he went to the bathroom, and now is chayav and asher yatzar. So he has a situation. What should he do first? Bore nefashot or asher yatzar? So again, mi she'achal davar she'yesh lo bracha achrona, ve'kodem she'birech hetil mayim o asa tzrachav. And before he was able to make the bracha achrona for the food, he went to the bathroom, and now he has the responsibility of saying asher yatzar. Yevarech asher yatzar techila. First he should say asher yatzar, ve'achar kach bracha achrona. And then they make the bracha achrona b'direi nefashot. Why is it so? The berkat asher yatzar, tadir tfei. Because when the bracha asher yatzar, there's a concept called tadir tfei. It occurs more. Person goes to the bathroom more than they say the bracha achrona. So in the Torah gives us guidelines how to judge what to do first. The Torah never leaves you in a situation where you're in a doubt and don't know what to do. It always provides you with guidance. So now, what do you do when you have two mitzvot in front of you? Which one do you choose? There's also laws for that. Tadir v'sheino tadir. You have malin b'kodesh. Certain guidelines of how to do. So now, tadir v'sheino tadir means one that occurs more often gets precedence over a mitzvah that occurs once in a while. For example, tzitzit and tefillin. We put on tzitzit first. Why? One of the reasons is tadir v'sheino tadir. We put on tzitzit more than we put on tefillin. On Shabbat we don't put on tefillin. And tzitzit we do. Talit we do. So therefore it receives precedence. You would put that on first. Here as well. When a person usually says asher yatzar more commonly than he would say the bracha of bo'ne nefashot, let's say. Therefore, he would proceed to say asher yatzar first. Before reciting the asher yatzar. Before reciting the bo'ne nefashot. Now, if a person is in the middle of a meal, and what they washed on bread, and they are going to do Birkat HaMazon, and right before the Birkat HaMazon, they use the bathroom, so a person would proceed to say Birkat HaMazon first, and then Asher Yatzar. Why is that so? Because Birkat HaMazon is a mitzvah taseh min haTorah, so that receives precedence over Asher Yatzar, which is a bracha mid Rabbanan. The same applies for Me'en Shalosh. A person ate grapes, or olives, or cookies. Since there are poskim that say that Me'en Shalosh is Mina Torah, so in regards to this, we say that a person would proceed to say Me'en Shalosh first, and then he would say Asher Yatzar. Nevertheless, if a person is in the middle of a meal, and you're not making Birkat HaMazon now, you're going to make Birkat HaMazon in another few minutes, half an hour, whatever it is. So you don't push off the Asher Yatzar until after Birkat HaMazon. You say the Asher Yatzar now and you continue eating. So again, if a person is chayav at this point to say Asher Yatzar and Bore Nefashot, what do they do first? A person would say Asher Yatzar. Medin tadir v'sheino tadir. A person has to say Birkat HaMazon and Asher Yatzar. First they say Birkat HaMazon because that's Min HaTorah. And the same thing in regards to Me'en Shalosh, since there are poskim that say that's also Min HaTorah, a person would say Me'en Shalosh first as well. There's an interesting nosach in regards to Asher Yatzar. We say, Galui v'yadua lifnei chisei kevodecha. It's known before your heavenly throne that imi patach chad me'em, if one of my organs opens or they close, I wouldn't be able to stand before you for even 1 hour. Interestingly enough, this means that sitting before the heavenly throne is the whole intestines of the human being. That's what it says. It's known before your heavenly throne that my whole digestive system, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows exactly when I have to use the bathroom, when I don't have to use. Let me ask you a question. Is this the proper place to file that report? This should be somewhere in the dungeon. Is somebody who's punished should be taking care of this stuff. He's got to take care of all the digestive systems of the people. Shabbat afternoon, he's got a serious job to do. He's got to manage everybody, and He's got his stomach aches and all the people that have, you know, he's got some work to do. So, but it says no. It says this appears before your heavenly throne. Why do we include that at this place? This is the place to mention the heavenly throne. Just went to the bathroom. This is where the heavenly throne. Elamai, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us how much he cares about us. That's what it is. That you should just know that every part of your life, every facet of our life, I take care of myself personally. Everything, even something so that we regard as negative, using the bathroom, Kadosh Baruch Hu says no. That a human being, when a Yehudi goes to the bathroom, a Jew goes to the bathroom, that appears before my heavenly throne. I have what to do with that as well. I get involved with that. With my children, I take care of everything. Okay, I have a beautiful, firstborn baby. I remember when I was learning in yeshiva. So one of the avrachim came in. And I was so excited about changing the diapers. And we were having breakfast. And we weren't excited about hearing. But it's your child. It's your baby. Right? Every Jew is child of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is where, Galui ve'yadua lifnei kisei kevodecha. It appears before the heavenly throne of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Halacha Yudalet. Af al pi. Demutar la'arok kina be'etzbot yamin. Even though a person is allowed to kill a bug with his right hand. V'chem mutar la'shavshev be'em litzotzot shel miraglayim. A person is allowed to clean themselves. Im kozeh asu lekanech be'etzbot yamin. One should refrain from using his right hand or the fingers in his right hand for cleaning themselves after a bowel movement. Because the hand is used to tie the tefillin. A person ties the tefillin with his right hand onto the left hand. Rather, a person should use the left hand, left fingers to clean themselves. A person does not use all the fingers for tefillin, to wrap on the tefillin. Therefore, a person should be cautious not to clean himself with the finger that has the tefillin paste on it. We know the ama, v'nikrat ama, right? A person's middle finger is where we wrap the tefillin on. The person should not clean themselves. They should try not to clean themselves with the ama. A person should try and use the other fingers. If a person cannot, it doesn't, he's not able to clean himself properly, then a person is allowed to use his whole hand. Small women also should fulfill this halacha, not with the right, even though they do not put on tefillin. Why is it so, says the Ben Ishchai? Like we know, we've mentioned this before, that each hand represents certain aspects. Ki yesh od tamim ledavar zeh deshechi gam behem. There are furthermore, there are more reasons that apply to this. A person who puts on his tefillin on his right hand and ties with his left, so then it would apply the opposite. Each person is all dependent on which hand ties the tefillin. Halchat edvav. Gam anashim tzichot levarech asher yatzar. Women are also responsible to make the blessing of Asher Yatzar. V'itazru lilmod ota ba'al peh. They should try and learn it by heart. Ki hi tzricha me'od v'nesem ba'tikun gadol. Because it's very necessary and it actually creates a very big sense of bracha, brings a lot of bracha for the human being, health-wise. When you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being healthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't find it necessary to make us sick. It's brought down that why were the imahot akarot? Why were they barren? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu mit'aveh letfilah shel tzadikim. He wants to hear the tzadik's prayer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like when you have a lollipop. You want to give a little, you have a nephew, his cute nephew. Picture the cutest nephew you have. And you want a kiss from him. But he doesn't want, one of these stubborn little nephews doesn't want to give you a kiss. So what do? You take this lollipop, right? And you wave it in front of him. And you tell him, if you give me a kiss, I'll give you the lollipop. What do you want? You want the kiss, but you're giving him a hard time. I'm not going to give the lollipop to you. Give me a kiss, right? Same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the connection with us. He wants our tefillah. So sometimes he sends us a hardship. We think we have a hardship, I'll pray. No, it's a hefech. If you pray, that could save you from some of the hardships. Same thing Asher Yatzar. You praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You thank him for making you healthy. He won't feel it necessary to chas v'shalom make a person not feel good. So it's also, that's what the Ben Ish Chai is referring to. V'rabu solotav yesh ba mem hay tevot kimyan adam. And it also has 45 words like the number Adam, with the name Adam, which comes out to 45 as well. V'rabu sodoteh, obviously, he's referring to the fact that it has an effect on the entirety of the person. The whole Adam, the whole person himself, is affected by the Hashem Yatzar. V'kol Adam tzrich la'avin pirush ha'pshati shel nosach ha'biracha. Every person should understand simply what it means as well. Shida mahu umer. He should know what he's saying. In general, in tefillah as well, a person should know what he's saying. Should put an effort to understand what he's saying. Halachat et zayin. Asur leharher b'divrei Torah b'beit ha'kiseh. A person is not allowed to think about divrei Torah while in the bathroom. U'mevo'ot ha'metunafot, or in places that are not clean. V'chem b'beit ha'mirchatz ha'pnimi, so to in a bathhouse. That's a hot, sweaty bathhouse. One has to refrain from saying divrei Torah. V'u'adin da'asur leharher b'tzichem mitzvah. You're also not allowed to think about things that have to do with mitzvah. Hem b'inei tzedakah, hem b'tzorchei Shabbat, where we're talking about things that are tzedakah, or things you need for Shabbat. Hem b'tzorchei sukkah, v'lulav, u'matzah, whether it's sukkah, lulav, all these things a person should not think about in these places. V'zehel b'mechat shelo yazkir shem adam anikra shalom. You shouldn't call a person, while a person's in a shower place, call a person who's called shalom. Or adam anikra abed ala. Shehu Shem Belashon Aravi, Shem Shamayim, because Abed Allah means servant of the Almighty. Shalom is one of the names of the Almighty. V'chen leyazkir Shem Shabbat, deita bezor kadosh Shabbat, shema dekut shabricho. A person should not also recite the name Shabbat while in one of these places, because it's brought down in the Zohar that one of the names of the Almighty is Shabbat. V'chen nikra Shalom, as we mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also called the name of Shalom. In regards to the Asher Yatzar, the minhag of the Bnei Sfarad is to say first, "Shi'im yisotem echad mehem, o im yipetach echad mehem." V'chen mashma b'shulchan aruch siman vav, as opposed to the minhag Bnei Ashkenaz, which is to say, "Shi'im yipetach" first. Minhag of Bnei Sfarad is to say, "Shi'im yisotem echad mehem, o im yipetach echad mehem." Now, we mentioned previously that the Netilat Yadayim on the Asher Yatzar is only said in the morning. The rest of the day, a person goes to the bathroom and does Netilat Yadayim, does not say the Bracha. If a person has a doubt whether or not they said Asher Yatzar or not, they don't recite it. Din Safek Bechot La'akel. There is also, we have to know that there is no amount, there is no minimal for the requirement to say Asher Yatzar. A person relieves themselves of any amount is obligated to say Asher Yatzar. Now the Kaf HaChaim brings down in Siman Zayin, Siv Katan Chet, that if a person went twice to the bathroom, so you only make one makes a bracha second time after once only after the second time of going to the bathroom. It doesn't say it each time, even though it's a bracha toda. Okay, one second, let me just get this. If a person cannot find water, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down in Siman Zayin, Siv Katan Dalet, that if after exhausting their efforts to find water, now we're not talking about a person who's sitting down and doesn't want to stand up to the faucet. That's not exhausting your efforts to get water. So if the person tried and made an effort, he could use what's called a midi de menaki. Can clean himself with garments, wood, something of that nature, and then say Asher Yatzar. If a person, let's say, on a road trip, and they don't have water, so they could use a midi de menaki, and then say Asher Yatzar. Now, if a person is in the middle of tefillah, and they have to go to the bathroom, so we touched on this topic, if they're in the middle of psukei de zimra, in all instances, they would have to go to the bathroom. The question is how to act exactly. A person goes to the bathroom, washes their hands, and continues praying. If they're in psukei de zimra, then if they were in the middle of a mizmor, then they finish the mizmor, and then they say Asher Yatzar. If they were before Yishtabach, they wait till after Yishtabach. That's really the optimal time. If a person was in the middle of Shmona Esre, in the middle of Amidah, and they had to use the bathroom, they go to the bathroom, wash the Tat Yadayim afterwards, continue praying, finish the prayer. After the Amidah, say Asher Yatzar. That would be the case of what they would do in that situation.